Live from around the world with your health and fitness news, it's Under 10 Fitness with The Skinny.
What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host, and this is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. I am a competitive powerlifter, I'm a personal trainer, and I just love talking about some health and fitness. And today's episode is The Skinny. This is the portion of the show where I talk about the news, what's going on in the health and fitness industry to help keep you up to date and in the know with what is going on. But first, I want to give a shout out to Liz. Liz hit me up on Twitter to let me know that flaxseed is also a good source of omega-3 fatty acids. I did an episode about omega-3 fatty acids and their benefits, their health benefits. And I forgot to mention that another good source other than fish oil for omega-3 fatty acids is flaxseed and chia seeds. So Liz, thank you for that. You're helping us all be healthier. And James, what's up, James? James hit me up on the Facebook page and said I was doing a good job. So thanks, James. I'll do my best to keep it up. But today, I want to talk about a couple different things. A FitGuard mouthpiece, a yoga mat, and a belt. Yep, we're talking about belts today on the show, but I'm going to kick it off with this mouth guard. So there is a mouth guard that was created by a rugby player, and this mouth guard is aiding in helping professionals in sports and athletes detect whether somebody has a concussion. So you'll wear this mouth guard, and on the front of the mouth guard, it's got an LED strip on it, and it's green to start. So everything's all good. Green means go. Green is good. Now it turns blue when it detects that there has been a medium force impact. And then it will turn red if there is an above 50% chance that the athlete or person wearing this mouth guard has suffered a concussion. This is really cool. So what they can do is they can use this mouth guard in addition to the normal concussion protocol to assess whether the athlete who has been hit may have a concussion. And it can also sync to an application. So this mouth guard that the athlete is wearing will connect to an app, and they can actually get more data about the type of hit that it was. And this is great because concussions are very dangerous and they're hard to really assess. So this is just another way that athletes can be more protected and go through proper recovery and protocols to make sure that they are not being put back into the game or still playing when they could have a serious injury, because a lot of people die from concussions a lot more than they should, because you go to sleep and you don't know you have a concussion and you're dead, because they're hard to really monitor. It's really dangerous. So that's really, really cool that they have this technology out there. Moving on, there is a smart mat yoga mat. And what this mat does is it interacts with you. It's really cool. The yoga mat looks like any other yoga mat, but underneath the foam is a grid of conductive fabric that sits on top of this resistive material that changes its electrical resistance when pressure is applied, when you're standing on it and pushing your hands on it and doing your different yoga poses. And this real-time pressure sensing technology can interact with your mobile interface, and it can monitor your movements and offer advice on how you can improve your poses and posture. It can say, hey, yo, your downward dog is looking good, keep it up. Or it can say, hey, your downward dog is more like a downward cat. You need to work on that dog part of it. Really cool. And it has different modes, so you can use it at home or you can take it to class. And you can buy one of these bad boys for about $300. It seems to me like it's a souped-up version of the Wii. I used to watch my sister loves doing yoga, and I would watch her do yoga with the Wii, and it was really cool that you could interact with a piece of technology while you're doing these poses, and it gets people all pumped up and jacked up about fitness and doing some yoga. Now, it's just like a hyperactive version of the Wii. Really cool. And last on the list is this belt that I was talking about. Yeah, we're talking about belts on the show, but why are we talking about belts? This is called an Emiota Belty, and it's a self-adjusting belt that loosens after a big meal. Let me read this blurb to you. This is Here, I'll read it in my radio voice like I'm trying to sell you this belt. Ever cursed yourself after eating a huge meal and not having the foresight to wear pants with a bigger waistline? Curse no more. The Imiota Belty intends to do this for you automatically. Announced by French startup Imiota, the Belty monitors your daily tasks and adjusts the belt tightness based on how much you've eaten or whether you're exercising. It does this thanks to an embedded accelerometer and gyroscope, which help to track your overall activity, or I guess, eating. Buy one. They're awesome. That's pretty cool. This belt has pulleys and motors and cables and rods inside of it, and it can adjust. It gets bigger and smaller. So if you've eaten a lot and you're growing, then the belt expands. And then I guess it does, yeah, it does the other way. And if you've not eaten so much and you've lost a little weight, it tightens a little bit. Now, the cool part about this is that all you need is one belt. You'll never have to have another belt. Just one belt. That does it all. I'm going to put a link up on the Facebook page to these cool new devices so you can check them out for yourself if you're so inclined, because they're pretty interesting. You should really check them out. And that is what is going on in the health and fitness industry today. Thank you for tuning in. Again, my name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. I'm a competitive powerlifter. I'm a personal trainer. I just love yapping about some health and fitness. If you want to listen to me talk about more health and fitness, you can go to iTunes and download more episodes there. Under 10 Fitness is the keyword there. You can go to facebook.com/under10fitness. And while you're there, write a review if you're so inclined. I appreciate any feedback. It's always fun to hear. So thanks again for listening, and I will catch you later. Just remember, stay motivated.